Now, chapter 4, and in chapter 4 and 5, we have Israel plays the harlot. And here in chapter 4, we have Israel guilty of lawlessness, immorality, ignorance of God's word, and idolatry. Now, I believe that you could put that down today on this nation in which we live. These are the sins of the nation. Now, it's true that the nation Israel was God's chosen people, and he gave the law to them. But let's understand one thing, that his pattern for any nation that wants to be blessed is along this same line. And therefore, we find here this nation guilty of the same thing, or our nation, that the nation Israel was when God judged them and sent them into captivity. Now, somebody will disagree with me and said, well, we're not idolaters. Well, covetousness is idolatry. And I do not know of a nation that is more greedy, more worshiping the almighty dollar, and believe me, it's not worth worshiping today, than this nation of ours. May I say to you, the judgment of God was upon this nation. But we might read this and point our finger at them and say, it is a shame about how they turn from God. Look around you today and see if the same thing may not be true of us today. Now, I would just like to back up for just a moment, therefore, to chapter 3 at verse 1, because this, I believe, is very important. Here we read again, "Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love cakes of raisins." Now, four times in this little verse here, you have the word love mentioned. Great many people think you have to get to the New Testament before you find anything about love. I believe that if you'd examine it carefully, you'd probably find that there's more said about love in the Old Testament than in the New. That is because, of course, the Old Testament is much longer and there's more of it than we have of the New Testament. But it is interesting to note that there's a great deal about love. Now, I was thinking that this first verse here is actually an equation, a mathematical equation. And it puts it like this. God's love equals Israel's sin. And I shouldn't say equal, but God's love times Israel's sin equals Hosea's love times Gomer's sin. So you see that we do have an equation here, and out of that home he comes now to speak to the nation, and he knows how God feels about them. Now, everything up to this point has been in the way of generalization. God has said they've sinned, that they have played the harlot. They've been unfaithful to him. Now he's going to spell it out. And you can make a comparison, actually, between this particular chapter and the first chapter of Isaiah. And you ought to compare it there, because Isaiah spoke to the southern kingdom, and then he spelled out God's charge against the nation. Now, here, again, God brings them into court. He makes certain charges, and he proves them. That is the message of chapter 4. In fact, chapters 4 and 5, he's saying now to Israel, you are playing the harlot. And Israel, in this chapter, is guilty of lawlessness, immorality, ignorance of God's word, and idolatry. And we see here in this first verse, the Lord confronts Israel with the fact that they have no knowledge of God. And then in verse 2, he spells out their specific sins.